Thanks, and thanks for the invitation, Martin and Victor, and thanks for coming out today. I'm in two departments in the Faculty of Science, chemistry and physics, but what I really do in terms of research is work on biophysics and biophysical chemistry. And so people often ask me, what is biophysics? And one of my grad students said, is it like Austin Powers? Is it like putting laser beams on sharks? In fact, he wrote that in a fellowship application, which I actually read it, and we edited it. But we do work with laser beams, but we don't work with sharks yet. But here I'm showing you, we already saw a movie of a migrating bone cell. This is actually a migrating mammalian cell. And using approaches by laser scanning microscopy and actually analyzing quantitatively the images, we can get details about what's happening at the molecular level inside the cells in response as they migrate. So here you can see vector maps of transport of certain types of proteins involved in regulating cell migration as it occurs in the cells. Movies often fail on me, so I didn't put them in, but you can sort of see that on the fly. At the same time, we're extending it to look at forces that the cells exert at the same time. So this is one application where we combine aspects of the physics in the biological system. As well, we're using new approaches, such as aspects of nanotechnology. For example, the use of quantum dot nanoparticles. These are just tiny, tiny bits of a semiconductor, and they range in diameter, say, 2 to 10 nanometers. But they're amazing in that they fluoresce, they glow, and the color that you get depends on the actual size of the nanoparticle you use. So we use them to tag single receptors in cells and neurons, and then we can follow the movement of those receptors at a single protein level inside the cells and neurons. So I show two trajectories of a glutamate receptor in the dendritic spine of a neuron, and you can see one moving about quite a bit, and then upon stimulation, it locks into the end of the spine where the synapse is located. You can think of it as how many of you have been on a pub crawl? You don't have to answer the question. But but if you think of a pub crawl, and if we tagged individual members of the pub crawl, and then we observe the motion, we would try to infer which bars you like to stay at and which ones you don't like, and stimulation would be alcohol, I guess. But we're doing that on a single receptor level at the level of single neurons using quantum dot nanoparticles. As well, we recently figured out that if we shine a femtosecond laser on malaria-infected blood cells, there's a byproduct of the malaria parasite called hemozoan, which is a metabolic byproduct, which glows, lights up when you shine a femtosecond laser on it. What's a femtosecond? It's 10 to the minus 15 seconds. Basically, these are lasers that shoot out ultra-fast pulses of light. And you can see in this image the blue glow. That's coming from hemozoan coming from the parasites in infected blood cells. And in uninfected blood cells, you don't see anything at these particular wavelengths. So using really advanced nonlinear optics to detect malaria, and that was sort of... That was almost like a scientific guess, which worked. So we were quite happy about it, and it's garnered some attention. So that just shows you some of the applications, and we're now moving to try to use this to develop a really sensitive detection for detecting levels of malaria infection in blood cells. The very last thing I'll say is we're also interested in not only looking at random motions like cellular pub crawls, but we're interested in getting cells and neurons to go where we want and form new connections. So we're using optical-based techniques to pattern proteins that would guide cells and neurons. And this just shows pictures of proteins that we pattern on a surface. And in the far right one, you see a neuron which has encountered a peptide gradient that we made, and it migrates up the gradient so we can kind of direct where they're going. The middle panel is microscopic Vermeer where we pattern the fluorescent protein to design artwork, and this made newspapers across the country. Front page of the Ottawa Citizen, somebody from Ottawa emailed me and said, my anniversary is coming up, could you do a portrait of my wife? And I said, no. Awkward. But anyway, these are just some of the things that we do in terms of biophysics and biophysical applications here at McGill. So thanks a lot.